Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
You've got to allow the Holy Spirit to fill you with His joy, and we need to sing more. Some of us only sing in the shower. Some of you are saying right now, and it's a good thing too. No, it's not a good thing, because remember the Lord said, make a joyful what?
Noise.
Uh-huh. See, God covered your voice. He said, make a joyful noise. You can all make a noise that's joyful to the Lord. Now remember that the Holy Spirit brings joy. So in your singing, it's going to be joyful. Now, we mentioned in that verse three different types of praise. Psalms, which is a string instrument accompanied by a voice. And then there are hymns, which are songs about the greatness of God. And then there are spiritual songs, which are divinely inspired songs by the Holy Spirit. The songs of the Lord are some of the most powerful songs, and sometimes we get nervous when we just begin to just sing to the Lord. It's not up on the slides, you see. It's not in the hymn book. And so we're just not quite sure where we're going. Well, all you have to do is be filled with the Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit take over as you begin to praise and worship God. And you will begin to sing under the influence of the Spirit joyfully. In fact, when we begin to sing under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, even a prophetic song will come forth. By that I mean that the Holy Spirit will begin to sing through you, not only joyful things, but things that will change the circumstances in your life and the circumstances for other people. In Judges chapter 5, verse 12, it says that Deborah came under the anointing. She came under the presence of the Holy Spirit when she was about to go into battle. And she began to sing, awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake, and sing a song. Awake, Barak, he was the general, and lead your captives away. The Lord came down for me against the mighty. When you get in the Spirit and you begin to allow the Holy Spirit to get a hold of your tongue, He'll start dealing with your circumstances. The Bible says that God will fight your battles. Well, how does He do it? He does it by filling you with joy and begins to use your mouth to fight your battles. Now, let me just say this to you. If you want the Lord to fight your battles, you've got to understand that He has no other voice but your voice. You don't have to call up your pastors or your friends. You need to get filled with the Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to deal with your issues. Because the Holy Spirit will begin to sing a song of deliverance through your life. Now, how many of you had that happen? I know many of you, and you may not even realize it. All of a sudden, a song comes inside of you, and you just begin singing it. Why are you singing that song? Because it's a song of deliverance. The Holy Spirit is having you sing to fight against some issue that you may be going through right now or something you're going to face. But He'll come into you to address that issue. You will begin to sing with prophetic songs. In fact, once you get to a high enough level of praise, the Holy Spirit leads us all into spiritual warfare. That's why we must engage in joyful praise. Listen, when you're singing to the Lord, remember that this is what you were created to do. This is not a part-time thing. This is not a little thing that you just do because, well, it's something to do. No, God created you for joyful praise. So when you begin to praise, say, Lord, You created me for joyful praise. I praise You with a smile. I praise You with joy. I open my heart with joy. The Bible says with joy we should go to the wells of salvation and draw out. Worship and praise Him with joy. In Psalm 149 in verse 6, it says, let the high praises of God be in your mouth and a two-edged sword in your hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. When you get into joyful praise, when that joyful praise becomes high praise, then the Holy Spirit will come upon you and he will put liberating praise in your mouth. So many people need liberation when they go through their trouble, and that's the time the devil tries to get you to keep quiet. Well, I just don't want to say anything because I'll start crying. No, that's the time to be filled with joyful praise. Let's talk about something here today, the worship of a warrior. Did you know that warriors worship? Now, there's several things that the Holy Spirit leads us to do when we are in joyful praise that is actually spiritual warfare. And again, this is why the devil tries to get you to keep quiet when you're going through situations. He wants to keep you quiet because he knows if you begin to praise the Lord, your battle is won. So when you are under an attack, this is what you need to do when you start praising God. You need to start to clap. You need to begin to clap. You get in trouble, you have problems, you need to say, Lord, I praise you, ha, ha, ha. Now listen to what clapping means in the Hebrew. It means to punish or judge. It means to strike, and it means to laugh at the devil in anger. When you clap, it's not the clap of the commercial, you know, and the light comes on. No, when you begin to clap, then you are telling the devil, oh, you really made me angry. Oh, you should not have done that. It's time for you to be struck by the power of God, by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Job 27 and verse 22, and God shall cast upon him and shall not spare. He would fain flee out of his hand. Men shall clap their hands at him and hiss at him out of his place. The word fain there means to drive away, to chase, to put to flight. The word clap also in Psalm 47 means to slap. It means to drive a nail. It means to blow a trumpet in victory. That's why the Bible says, oh, clap your hands, all you people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Let's everybody clap in this place. Come on. That's right. Amen. Now, didn't it feel good to slap your enemy? The Bible says that we're to give a shout. Shout in the Hebrew is actually a battle cry. It means to split the air with sound. It means to destroy. It means to triumph. Joshua chapter 6 and 5, God said, it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when they hear the sound of a trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and then the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend, every man straight before him. Verse 16 goes on to say, and it came to pass at the seventh time when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. How many of you need to conquer some situation in your life today? Well, you need to shout at it. You need to shout in the name of the Lord. As we shout during praise and worship, we're destroying Satan's effectiveness. We're taking authority over demonic forces in the name of Jesus Christ. Shouting is the Lord's strategic warfare. Shouting brings judgment upon the enemy. Shouting lets the devil know that God is present and you better get out of here quick. In 1 Samuel chapter 4 and verse 6, It says, and when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, what does this mean? Because they're shouting in the camp of the Hebrews. And they began to understand that the ark of the Lord had just come into the camp. Therefore, the Philistines were afraid. And they said, God has just come into their camp. And they said, woe is us, for they have brought God into their camp. See, when you shout and praise and worship, the devil says, God is in their camp. I must go. I cannot face God. Now, you know, the strangest thing, people think that the devil is equal to God. The devil is just a created being. He was just a created angel who went bad, who is very sad today and picks on everybody because he's on his way to hell. The Bible says that the only power the devil has today is deception. And that's what I mean. So many people are deceived. They think that he's so great, he's so big, he can do so much. No, he lies. He simply lies. That's all. He deceives people. When you give a shout, the devil says, the Lord is present, I need to leave. I don't know what you're going through, but when you get in your prayer time, even at home, you need to shout. It will scare the devil and it'll scare anybody in the house too.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Let's talk about the lifting up of the hands, because this is another weapon. The lifting up of the hands means that God is able to arm us for the battle. In Psalm 28 and 2, it says, hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward your holy throne. When you lift your hands in the presence of God, you will get his attention and he will begin to arm you for the battle. You ever see a person when they put on certain clothes, they say, okay, you know, when it's something that goes over you completely, you lift up your hands and they drop it over you. See, that's what happens when you lift your hands to worship. You lift your hands to worship God and God places over you power to fight the battle that you're going through. You want to lift your hands. The Bible says in Psalm 134 and 2, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. You remember in Exodus, Moses influenced the whole battle by the lifting up of his hands. You see, often we don't realize the power that we have doing natural things in the realm of the spirit. But God used this incident with Moses to show us that when you do a natural thing, it actually is having a spiritual result. Now, how many of you know that most of your attacks come from the realm of the spirit? Listen, don't worry about those people who are confronting you because they are being motivated by the enemy. So stop plotting to get them, to take them out, to get them kidnapped, and all. No, that they die in the corner. No, stop saying that. Stop speaking death on them. No. They'll be taken out and somebody else will just come with the same old nasty nature. Some of you know that. You got rid of one manager, you said, praise the Lord, and the next one was just as bad. It's because there's a spirit behind the things that attack you. The devil doesn't like you. And as long as he doesn't like you, it means you're doing the right thing. Praise the Lord. You should not be the devil's friend. He should not like you. If you don't feel opposition, it means you're going in the same direction as the devil. That's why the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. If you're not being afflicted, it's because you're not living a righteous life. But your lifting up of your hands is working warfare in the realm of the spirit. Exodus chapter 17, verse 11, it says, "And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let his hand down, Amalek prevailed." They were in a battle. Moses went up to the top of the hill. And the Bible says he lifted his hands. And every time he had his hands lifted, Israel was able to conquer their enemies. But when he put his hands down, they began to lose the battle. Somebody looked up on the hill and they figured it out. Every time he raises his hand, we're winning. Every time he puts his hands down, we're losing. Quick, somebody get up there and hold that man's hands up. We need to win. Some of us lift our hands, we get tired. God is saying they will prevail. They will conquer. They will go forward. We get tired, put our hands down, and God says, "Oh, I thought they wanted to win." We put it up halfway. "Oh, you want to sort of win." Oh, we confuse God by what we do. God looks in the audience during time of praise and worship. He wants to know who wants to win the battle. He's looking for those with their hands raised. "Oh, that one wants to win. That one wants to win. That one is not quite sure. That one doesn't want to win." See, they saw Moses. They saw his hands getting heavy. Verse 12 said, "But Moses' hands were heavy. And so they took a stone. They put it under him so he could sit down. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on one side and the one on the other side. And his hands were steady till the going down of the sun." You don't know how long you have to fight the battle. You better sit down and get somebody to help you hold up your hands. You don't know how long it's going to take to come out of that trouble. You better sit down. You could be there for a while. But never put your hands down. Never put them down. When you begin to get tired, you say, "I need you to just come and hold up my hands. I already know what I need to do, but I need you to hold up my hands. Hold them up with me through prayer. Come on, keep my hands lifted, because I know that if I keep my hands lifted, I will win the battle." The Bible says, "And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. He won the battle." That's how it's done. I'm going to end with this. Dancing is spiritual warfare. In Psalm 149, verse 3, it says, "Let them praise him in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and the harp." And then it goes on to say a verse we just got finished talking about, "Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand." Dance in Hebrew is the root word, which means to drive away. It means to bring forth fear. Now, there are different cultures that understand that better than we do as Christians. That's why those Indians were always dancing before they went into battle. Because it's something spiritual, folks. Hear what I'm saying. This is what it actually means. It means to drive away your enemies. It means to bring forth fear on your enemies when you are dancing. Now, just think about that. Your enemies see you outnumbered. Your enemies think they're going to overcome you. But there's one thing that bothers them. Why are you dancing? Could it be there's something we don't know about this battle? They should be afraid. They should be on their knees. They should be crying, but they're dancing. See, God sends fear upon the enemy when he sees you dancing. You should be crying. You should be on your face. You should be in dismay. Instead, you are dancing for joy. And God says, you ought to be afraid because I'm present. I am present. The Bible says in 2 Samuel 6 and 16, King David behaved himself in a manner that was very unbecoming. He was dancing. Have you ever seen a king dance? The Bible says he was dancing so much that his tunic went to one side and took off his royal robe, and he didn't care. He was just praising God. He was thanking God that the presence of the Lord was coming back to Jerusalem. The Bible says that as he did this, though, his own wife attacked him. Now, let me just say something to us. Your loved ones, when they begin to praise God, leave them alone. Because the praise is not to you. The offense is not to you if they look kind of rowdy. If they get too loud. And let me say this too. When you come to church, don't you dare speak against the person who's praising the Lord. It will be dangerous for your health. Now, why do I say that? Because it's unto him. The Bible says, let no flesh glory in his presence. You can't touch the glory of God and live. You can't say, well, I don't think they ought to praise God if they're doing it from their heart. You say, well, they're not, but you don't know. I wouldn't take a chance. I just wouldn't take a chance. Well, they look like they're excessive. Oh, you go tell them to stop. Pastor, should I go tell them to stop? Oh, let me seek the heart of God first. See, everything is to be done decently and in order, folks. But we should not have knee-jerk reactions to what we see and we don't understand. Don't do anything that will stop the flow of the Holy Spirit in your midst. And let me just say this. The Lord does say, don't let any flesh. When we praise God, we should not try to make a public spectacle of ourselves. We should not be drawing attention to ourselves. We should be drawing attention to him. So when we praise the Lord, we need to make sure that we're praising him in the spirit. We're worshiping him in spirit. And in truth, it means we're giving him the attention. We're giving him the glory. We're not taking it for ourselves, because then we are wrong. But if you're praising the Lord because of what he has done for you, like David was, the Bible says in Michal, Saul's daughter looked out the window and she saw her husband David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. Don't you despise people praising the Lord? Whether it is outwardly or even in your heart. The Bible says here she did it in her heart, even though she confronted him when he came into the house. Well, you know the story. He said, I wasn't dancing before you, I was dancing before the Lord. And when the conversation was all done, God didn't say a word. Michal just couldn't have any kids. Sometimes God doesn't say anything, but he leaves a result to let you know he wasn't pleased. When we praise the Lord in the house of the Lord, let's do it decently and in order, but let's do it from our hearts, blessing his name. The Bible says, give to the Lord the glory due his name. We should worship the Lord with joyful praise.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is Maintaining Joy During the Storms of Life. Part 2. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Lord, you said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. And so, Lord, right now we are asking that you would help us, that you would intervene and what's happening right now. Father, I know there's some listener right now who is in trouble, who is in despair, who is even depressed, and we're praying right now for their total deliverance. We bind and we cast out every spirit of heaviness. You said, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And Lord, so we praise you now for the answer to their need. Give them faith, give them courage, give them hope. Thank you for your love. And we ask these things in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.